It's Helping Hands statewide, HPR1 stations, part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered, then online at hawaiipublicradio.org. On Fridays, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we are learning about cerebral palsy and a local fundraiser to support the United Cerebral Palsy Association of Hawaii. CP, as it's known in short, is a group of disorders that affect a person's ability to move and maintain balance and posture. According to Wikipedia and also the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it's the most common motor disability in childhood. Cerebral means having to do with the brain. Palsy means weakness or problems using muscles. And symptoms vary. A person with severe cerebral palsy might need to use special equipment to be able to walk or might not be able to walk at all and need lifelong care. A person with mild cerebral palsy, on the other hand, might walk a little awkwardly but might not need any special help. The exact symptoms can change over a person's lifetime, and many also have related conditions, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, such as intellectual disabilities, seizures, problems with vision, hearing, or speech, the spine, or joints. There is a tennis and pickleball tournament, a benefit event, Saturday, December 28th, to support the United Cerebral Palsy Association of Hawaii, the Central Oahu Regional Park, 9-3. Players sign up as individuals, and they get matched at each set with a different partner. And there's a raffle drawing, too, for a chance to win prizes, it says. Entry deadline coming up soon, December 20th. Entry fee is $30, and it supports their programs. And we're going to hear all about other ways to support them with United Cerebral Palsy Association of Hawaii Executive Director Kian Akau. Welcome, Kian. Great to have you on. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
You are quite welcome. What did I miss out that's important?
Well, I think the major gift that we have to the community is that we help with assistive technologies. As long as people are part of our program, we can help fund families and individuals with motorized wheelchairs, manual wheelchairs, putting up grab bars in their showers. And this is something that we are able to fund at a level of $20,000 a year, a total grant gift to the community of $20,000. So it's a sliding scale. And so we really ask the community to apply. All the information's online. You can apply on behalf of your colleague or family member, or you can apply on behalf of yourself.
What are other services that you guys offer?
Our major service is our early intervention contract with the Department of Health, free of charge to any qualified member of the community as long as they live within our catchment area, which happens to be from Honolulu Community College to Hickam. And so we not only service people with cerebral palsy, but any disability from birth to age 3. In regards to people with cerebral palsy, that's statewide, and they can call us and we will assist in any way possible. So sometimes it's helping people complete their SSDI application. Sometimes it's helping them connect with services, and all of it is free.
And so how are you guys funded?
Our major funding source is through our work with reuse and diversion. So if you're getting a phone call or a direct mail piece and we're asking you to donate clothing or small household items, that's a major source of our income. And so we ask you to please visit ucp.org and schedule a pickup. And our trucks will come free island-wide to your home and pick up whatever it is that you'd like to give us.
And then you guys turn that into cash for the organization.
That's correct. So we're one of three community organizations that partners with Savers, and Savers goes ahead and helps fund our mission work.
Dialing in on this fundraiser.
So in regards to participation with the tennis pickleball tournament, we, again, are having people donate $30, and it gets you a day of fun on the courts in Central Oahu. There are other opportunities, so court sponsorships for people who want to help sponsor tennis balls, pickleballs, and refreshments, the sound system. There are $500 sponsor levels available. Organizations, companies, individuals can help offset some of the costs and help us raise money. All of the money raised through the tennis pickleball tournament will be directly funding our early intervention program. So helping us buy supplies, taking the kids to various activities such as pumpkin patch or the zoo, And so all of these funds help offset those activities.
Give a little bit of a plug to the Early Intervention Program.
The Early Intervention Program is a group of 12 individuals that absolutely love their clients. And they range in services from our physical therapists to our occupational therapists, speech pathologists, and our teachers. And all of these individuals are in people's homes on a daily basis, helping children become as mainstream as possible before they enter the Department of Education system.
And is there a cost to receive these services?
Absolutely not. So we just ask, if you are seeing any sort of developmental delays, to talk to your pediatrician or call the Early Intervention referral line. All of that information can be found on our website, and we will help you find services.
All the funds that are raised will go for this early intervention aspect of
specifically. Yes, that's correct. So all of the monies that we raise around this activity will help to elevate the various experiences that we are able to provide to these kiddos.
And when you talked about, Ken, the $20,000 worth of grant money that you have,
that's
on a
correct.
Yearly basis, both financing mobility devices, but also trying to make people's homes more accessible. If somebody's listening and they realize that essentially once that money's used up, if there's somebody else with cerebral palsy and they really need home modifications, or they need a expensive electronic wheelchair or some other mobility aid, and that money's gone, and maybe they're touched by that and they wanted to donate money so that you'll have more money in that pool for people who could use it, you guys are accepting donations like that?
Absolutely. info@unitedcerebralpalsyhawaii.org will get you a direct connect to myself, or call our office. I'd be happy to schedule an appointment at any time to make it available to donors. To
participate. Right. So there's a lot of ways that people can plug in their philanthropic side. It doesn't have to be just supporting this event. And clearly the event has a huge role in trying to help people at a very young age to get as much help and service as they possibly can.
That's correct.
So you can help in by supporting the tennis and pickleball tournament, or you can make a direct donation and tell them you want it to go towards your, what do you call that general pool?
So the $20,000 are tied to assistive technologies. So
assistive technology resources
for
people.
Correct.
I get it. So if people wanted to increase the power of your assistive technology resources by making a donation, they can do that.
Absolutely.
Here's how to get in touch with them. It's UnitedCerebralPalsyHawaii.org. You can give them a call, 808-532-6744. You can use the email address that Kian used earlier, info@UnitedCerebralPalsyHawaii.org. You can get the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. And the event is coming up soon, Saturday, December 28th, the tennis and pickleball tournament. And for those who don't know what a
pickleball is basically a hollowed out plastic ball with pukas in it. And so it's a very interesting sport that I think is actually growing in popularity in Hawaii.
And again, it's Saturday, December 28th at Central Oahu Regional Park, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., an entry fee of $30, supporting their programs, in particular early intervention programs.
Absolutely, yes.
And folks sign up as individuals, then you get matched at each set with a different partner. So there's a lot of variety, is what you've tried to set up, and then a raffle drawing for a chance to win prizes. If people have prizes they want to donate to this as well for your raffle, or are you up for prizes?
We are, absolutely. Please call our office and we will make arrangements.
Okay, so prizes is another way for people to get in. United Cerebral Palsy Association of Hawaii Executive Director Kian Akau, I appreciate what you guys do on behalf of anybody who you've been able to make life easier for. Thanks for doing it, man.
Thank you for having us.